we have Gopher soccer coach Steph Golan with us. Coach, hello.
Hey, you know, thanks for having me. I've been kind of bored, you know, with my lack of connection to people right now. So, you know, connecting to you and everyone else is, it's a great Monday.
Yeah, as we like to say, thanks for giving us something to do here, right? No doubt.
It's exactly.
Well, what is it like? You're in a unique situation. Your season, your real season is in the fall, but spring is a traditionally busy time of year, whether it's training for your student athletes, whether it's recruiting, getting out and watching camps and I assume youth games and all of that. What has this quarantine or being inside meant for you and your team and your coaching staff?
Yeah, you know, life's just different, you know, and that's the best way that I can put it. You know, I think when everything happened, it was really interesting because I had this was the first year that my son's spring break matched up with ours. So we actually took advantage of that in the first part of spring break. My entire family's in Arizona, so I took the boys down to visit them. So my flight on the way home with Sun Country actually didn't have Wi-Fi. So during that flight, I was completely disconnected to everything that was happening. And as I landed, you know, I look at my phone and I've got like 40 text messages and I don't even know how many emails. And I'm sitting here going, what is happening? Because, you know, I have players who are saying, what does this mean? And I don't even know what's going on at that point. So, you know, after we got our bags and got home, you know, I started looking deeper into the emails to try to find out what was happening. And over those first couple of days, the situation was so fluid. You know, it was okay, they're not coming back from spring break until next Wednesday. And, you know, this is how it's gonna be. And things just continually changed. And, you know, seeing the winter sports and the spring sports having their seasons like pulled out from under them was really hard for everyone, you know, because even though it didn't directly impact us in that way, we feel for those who were impacted in that major way. And, you know, you start to realize some of the things that you take for granted in a way. And, you know, you realize that could have been us, you know? And so you really care about those sports. And, you know, your first thought is, how are they doing? You know, but on a whole, you know, this time of year, the spring is an opportunity for us to really develop our individual players. You know, some of the players who may not have gotten the experience in the fall tend to really grow over the spring where they are getting that experience. You know, we didn't get any spring games in before this happened. So, you know, when we get back in August is the hope, you know, and when we get back, it will have been since the end of October, since these girls have played a competitive game together. And that's, you know, an enormous amount of time. We would be doing heavy recruiting right now. And, you know, it's a dead period through the end of May, which, you know, this is a heavy recruiting time for us. So that's different. And, you know, some of the club teams are, you know, finding creative ways to still be able to like showcase their players in different ways, you know, through film and other means. You know, but I think in a weird way, this has been a blessing in disguise in terms of some of the things that you try to just kind of fit in that sometimes for the players and things can seem inconvenient given their hectic schedules when they're on campus. You know, the amount of like individual Zoom meetings that we're getting to have where it's you and a student athlete one-on-one, and you know, you're catching up on life in addition to some of the other pieces where it's not so, you know, just about performance. It's about, you know, the ability to deepen some of those relationships, the small group opportunities to do that. You know, we're still doing film in the ways that we can, but it's tough to do film and not be able to go and apply that film, you know? So, you know, we're kind of prioritizing the individual character and leadership development and growth that we can have during this time, that deepening and strengthening those connections amongst the team members. When we do get back on the field, hopefully that helps us like move along quicker. So, you know, we're trying not to get so caught up on, you know, all of these things that we can't do because nobody can do them. So, you know, it's all a level playing field, and it's how do we maximize the time that we do have and the ability to interact with our student athletes? You know, can we do that better than other people and maybe take a step further than other people are during this time?
Do you have any fun stories on the Zoom meetings of your players trying to stay focused, stay optimistic, stay hopeful, and at least trying to have some fun while they're, you know, distance learning and social distancing and all these other distance methods that have to be put in place?
Yeah, I mean, we have some fun rules that we have in place for these. One of those is that if you have an animal that is nearby, you must show that animal to other people. And if we can get animals to jump into people's laps, that's even better. So, you know, for instance, you know, we've got Captain, the Australian Shepherd, who has become like a constant by my side, no matter where I'm working out of. He is there, waiting for the opportunity to go outside and play Frisbee, for a little while. And you know, like different players have different types of animals that's coming into the fold with. Similarly, you know, depending on their situations, you know, some of them are at home, like, you know, Selena, her parents were in the process of building a new home. So they were all in her sister's home. So all living in her sister's house in that cramped space, like Selena sleeping on a couch right now, which is kind of a joke at the moment for her. But she has, you know, she has her nephew who's under 2 years old, that she's getting to spend time that she otherwise wouldn't be able to spend time. So anytime Isaiah is around, she's popping Isaiah in her lap, and you know, we all get to be like, hey, Isaiah, and it's kind of the biggest deal for him. You know, the girls love it when Max busts in the room and, you know, finds his way on a call.
You're one of your two, right?
Yeah, so Max is my 3-year-old who will be 4 in May, quite active. If you see him on WWE down the line, I wouldn't be shocked. I also wouldn't be shocked if he was on the Gopher hockey team. You know, like the kid is the kid's pretty intense. You know, pretty aggressive, which we're trying to embrace during this time. So yeah, like, you know, we're trying to keep it light in certain ways. You know, we always talk about like, what are you struggling with right now? Like, what's the biggest struggle that you're faced with during this time, and how can we support you? How can we help you get through that? Just as we always, like, every single thing that we end, unless there's somebody who just has to cut out early for whatever reason, we do a segment that I call "Tell Me Something Good." So, you know, you end with like, what is, and you can't use the same thing that you used the time before. So it has to change constantly. But, you know, can we find the good that is coming out of this? You know, whether it is that extra time with family that you otherwise wouldn't get. You know, you can use it as an opportunity to celebrate things that you know from other people. You know, like our girls, they've got different technical work that they're doing on their own. And one of our student athletes who is a freshman, who came in not having like ever been asked to like juggle a soccer ball. So that was a challenge for her. She's hit over 500 at this point in her 5-minute challenge. And so, you know, celebrating some of those things and helping lift everyone else up. And can we change our perspective? Can we change our perspective from, man, this is hard, because, you know, the thing that I know about crises like this is, you know, this too shall pass. It's just a matter of when. And so can we keep our mindset to, you know, how can we lift other people up during this time? How can we positively impact somebody else during this time? Like, you know, I've seen just in my own community, you know, so many more people reaching out. How can we help? What can we do? Does anybody need anything? I'll do your grocery shopping for you if you're, you know, in the compromised population. Like, that is one thing that I think is outstanding about, you know, I'm sure it's more than just Minnesota, but, you know, Minnesota in particular, how people, number one, were willing to make the sacrifices to stay home, to be in this challenging environment in order to flatten the curve. You know, I think that's huge. But beyond that, we don't just stay isolated in our own bubble. It's, you know, hey, you know, like we'll tell our neighbors, hey, we're making a run to the grocery store, to Costco. Does anybody need anything? So it, like, you know, I just think that the way that people come together in these times is something that's pretty incredible. And I hope that it carries over beyond this time.
Well, very good. Say hi to your puppy for me. We appreciate your time here today. Let's try to hook up again a few weeks down the road and hope that that curve keeps flattening. And at some point we can all get outside and hang out again.
Sounds good, Mike. But before we go, you got to tell me something good.
Well, you're right in that there's more time to spend with people. So my something good would be that over the last 10 days, we've actually had family meals. So I have two college-age kids. They're also distance learning here at the house. But the first night we did that, my son said, "Why are we sitting here?" I'm like, "Well, that's what families do when they eat together." So now for like, you know, 10 nights in a row, we've been eating together as a family. And even a handful of those nights, we've done board games or what have you, you know, after that. And at one point I thought I might be living in 1982. We ate as a family. We played a board game. We watched Raiders of the Lost Ark, and I filled up gas for $1.29. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. How about that? So that's my something good, Coach.
Awesome. I appreciate it. You know, keep spreading that, around to other people. You know, let's lift somebody today and make tomorrow better.
Indeed. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.